Hey guys, so welcome to the quick hits version of the show. And you know, I don't do these shows very often. They are typically either when I'm on vacation or when big news is breaking. And since I'm not on vacation, well, that leaves the big news reason. And this is not good news. 2020 continues to give us a crap sandwich. And especially if you're a wrestling fan, if you haven't heard already, Luke Harper or Brody Lee, who is known in AEW, leader of the Dark Order, has died. That's not a storyline. This is not some big, you know, entertainment storyline. This is real. So, you know, Brody Lee has died. And if you're asking why, I was asking the same question, and I've heard everything from, well, he died while cycling, had a heart attack, but I don't think that's true. Because if I look at his wife's Instagram, she said the following. My best friend died today. I never wanted to write out those words. My heart is broken. The world saw him as the amazing Brody Lee, formerly known as Luke Harper. But he was my best friend, my husband, and the greatest father you would ever meet. No words can express the love I feel or how broken I am right now. He passed surrounded by loved ones after a hard-fought battle with a non-COVID-related lung issue. The Mayo Clinic is literally the best team of doctors and nurses in the world, one who surrounded me with constant love. So that was from his wife directly. And I didn't even know he had a lung issue. I didn't know that was something he was battling. And I mean, I guess we know now. And you know, she says it's not COVID related. He's 41 years old. I mean, 41. It's insane. I don't know if he had lung cancer. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll learn more in the days and weeks to come. But right now, it's just sadness. It's heartbreak. You know, I mean, I know that I'm just a wrestling podcaster. I know that I did not know him on a personal basis, as many of us probably didn't that are listening. But it sobers you to the fact that wrestling is not immune from real life. And in this case, death is certainly one that sticks its and rears its ugly head in every once in a while to kind of sober you up and make you remind you that, you know, our tomorrows aren't guaranteed, as Jim Ross always says. And, you know, I do think that this is going to be a, you know, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow, especially for friends and family. I know that on the outside, it's hard. I can't imagine. On the inside, you know, seeing somebody like this so young. Oh my God, so young at 41 years old. My gosh, I'm 35, almost 36. So what does that say? You know, like, you know, in 5 years, you know, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I don't know the exact issue again beyond, okay, she said a lung issue, but I gotta assume lung cancer. That was my guess. If it's a long-standing lung issue, you would think that, you know, because the heart attack thing doesn't make sense, because the heart attacks aren't a long-standing issue. It's like a one-time big event. So, you know, hey, I'm shocked seeing the news, and you're always hoping when you see somebody trending on Twitter that it's not because they died. And in this case, unfortunately, it is. And here's what AEW had to say in their official release. The All Elite Wrestling family is heartbroken. In an industry filled with good people, John Huber, I think I said that right, was exceptionally respected and beloved in every way. A fierce and captivating talent, a thoughtful mentor, and simply a very kind soul that starkly contradicted his persona as Mr. Brody Lee. John's love for his wife Amanda and children Brody and Nolan was evident to all of us who were fortunate to spend time with him. And we send our love and support to his beautiful family, today and always. John's popularity among his peers and influence on the wrestling world was worldwide and transcended AEW. So this loss will be felt by many for a long time. We were privileged at AEW to call John Huber a brother. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. I hope it's Huber. Could be Huber. A brother, a friend, and one of our own. End quote. So certainly this is not a storyline. Those of you that thinking this is some brilliant engineering on the part of everyone, this, that would be, I mean, honestly, as much as I love real life and wrestling, you don't mess with death in wrestling. You don't bring it to that level. You don't ever talk about killing somebody, right? Like you don't go there. That's the one untouchable thing that you don't bring to wrestling. So this is not a storyline. If it is, that would be the biggest backlash in the history of, you know, professional wrestling. I mean, AEW would face massive, massive drops in ratings, you know, sponsors. I mean, it would just be a total PR disaster. There's no way this is a storyline. None. 0% chance. So I just want to get that out there for those who may be thinking, oh, well, no, that's what they want you to think. How cool would that? No, it wouldn't be cool. I mean, you don't do this, especially in today's day and age with a pandemic going on. No. So, I mean, obviously, as the WWE podcast, we don't cover a ton of AEW. I know we kind of did here and there. But with Luke Harper, who is the, you know, obviously the most well-known that I know of his personality, if you want to talk about his professional career, was one of the most underutilized talent in WWE during his run. He was in the Wyatt family, and I think that even in the Wyatt family, they had a chance to do kind of a breakout singles star with him once the Wyatt family broke up, have a singles run, and they never really did. Outside, he became Intercontinental Champion, I believe, at one point, and that didn't last long. And then he had the Bludgeon Brothers with Eric Rowan again. And he always had that look. He had that, oh, if they could do something with him, right? He had that, why aren't they doing something bigger with him look. And he paid his dues. And you would think and you were hoping that he would eventually get that run. And he didn't, which is sad. But to that, also in the same breath, I think that he did achieve pretty darn good success in WWE, probably not to the level most fans thought he was capable of, but even in the Wyatt family and the Bludgeon Brothers and his short little single stint, he was a very well-known and really beloved, as to take the AEW's words, beloved performer. And yes, he was underutilized, absolutely, but he was best known for being in part of the Wyatt family. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You could say he was, you know, well, he's AEW, but yeah, but tenure, you know, like tenure and longevity and what you did the most, you'll be most known, best known for. So I would assume that even though he was an AEW talent at the time that he died, you would think that WWE would do some kind of quick tribute for him. Whether it be a video package or just one of those quick images in the loving memory of John Huber, and, you know, 1979 and 2020 is what they'll put up there. Sad. And when you think about it too, right at Christmas, oof, that's even harder. That is even harder. So, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. I'm shocked. Again, we all can sit here and say how hard it is, but we didn't know him on a personal level. Again, most of us didn't. And it's still like when a wrestler passes, as wrestling fans, we almost take it personally, don't we? It's almost as if we knew the man or woman. It's almost as if they were part of our family, in a way, extended family. And when something like this happens, it's almost as if logically we take it too personally. But wrestling is such a special form of entertainment that you know, you gravitate towards characters that you can relate to. You get invested. And when you get invested emotionally, guess what happens when they leave us? It hurts. And I'm sad to see, obviously, what happened with him in AEW. He seemed like he was getting on a run. And I'm not going to pretend that I know every intricate thing going on in AEW. Okay? I don't follow it as closely as I would love to. But he did, and was doing some good things from what I was watching, the clips I was watching, the reviews I was listening to and podcasts. He was almost kind of finally being let go and being able to be set free and do whatever he wanted and be who he wanted to be, Brody Lee, the leader of the Dark Order. And I think that fit him very well. So I would expect a pretty darn big tribute for this coming AEW Dynamite. And then again on Monday night, Monday Night Raw, I would still think WWE would put something up. That would just be foolish for them not to, given all the years that he spent in WWE. And yes, he had some harsh words leaving WWE about the creative process. But when someone dies, look, you put that aside, man. At the end of the day, we're all human beings. We're all eventually going to face it. Isn't that the weirdest part? You ever like, you know, you go like weeks or months or even years sometimes, and you don't really think about death in depth. Like, you know it's coming, but you know, you're like, happens to everybody else. It doesn't happen to me. And then it's one of these moments that, like, no, everybody is going to do this. Like, we are all going to die. And it's just, I don't mean to be dark, but I mean to just kind of ground you, ground us, ground myself. When things like this happen, it's almost, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful at all, but it almost is a blessing in disguise when things like this happen, because it reminds you of and sobers you up to, like, hey, you know, this could happen to you tonight. Like, I mean, tomorrow, next day, hopefully not. Hopefully everyone has many years. I'm not wishing that upon anybody, obviously, but it's just a sobering moment is really my point, and it makes you think about your own mortality is really what it does. I mean, yes, when family and friends, your own direct family and friends and circle of family and friends, it happens to hurts much more, and it's deeper, a much deeper cut. But as a wrestling fan, again, it still hurts, and it still makes you think of your own life, and it still makes you feel something. I remember when Eddie Guerrero died. I was crying like a child. I was 20 years old when that happened. I told you this story. You guys heard me in my nostalgia. I was in Coastal Carolina down in Myrtle Beach, 2005. I was 20 years old. And my friends and you know, we're out partying, and I'm sitting there, you know, tearing up like a baby. I got tissues and stuff. Eddie Guerrero and the tribute they did, it still is, I don't know why. You can't explain it. Now, do I feel the same thing for Brody Lee and Luke Harper? No, but to a smaller degree, yeah. You know, it's, I don't know. So I don't want to ramble, but I wanted to come on here. I'm sure you've all seen the news. All of us with smartphones and social media, things spread like wildfire, so this is probably nothing crazy, but certainly I wanted to give my quick thoughts on him. And you know, I remember his in-ring, in terms of WWE, I remember his in-ring matches and how well he was perceived, and his eyes that were money, and you know, that he never really got a lot of mic time, and he just had a great look, and you know, they could have done more, but certainly he will be remembered. He will be missed. His friends and family are the ones hurting right now, for sure, especially his wife. I feel awful for, especially, I mean, I don't know if he passed on Christmas itself or today. I don't know, but I wanted to come on here and talk to you guys. And, you know, ironically, I was going to come on tonight, and I don't know what made me think of this. I swear I didn't look at my phone before this all happened. I was thinking to myself, man, I haven't done a Quick Hits in a while. Let's see what the news is going on. And some of the news was, oh, Vince McMahon doesn't feel well, and you know, some other little things going on. Ronda Rousey talks about the things that she really hated about WWE or wrestling. You know, all these little things that are newsworthy in a normal day, but this is not a normal day. And it's just weird. I thought to myself, man, it's been a while since we've got some big news coming out of wrestling. You know, you go weeks or months without something big happening, and all of a sudden, bam, right? And this is one of those bam moments, and not in a good way. So, yeah, so here we are, guys, quick hits, but tomorrow we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming with Anthony DeMarco to cover the week in review, which I'm sure we'll touch on Brody Lee / Luke Harper / John Huber. So certainly, guys, take care. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.